you're going to substitute something for something else, you'd say, I'd like some of this.
Instead.
Let's say you're working with a menu and you're substituting cabbage for rutabagas.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say, I would like some cabbage of rutabaga. Oh,
instead of rutabagas?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I botched that one. There I'm interested in instead of, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Instead.
But this comes out better in conversation. If somebody is under obligation to do something, let's say he's under obligation to go someplace, you say, well, he didn't want to go, he went, he had to.
He was promised. We'd say in slang, it's a case of compushency.
Compushency. How about church denominations here? What are the two largest ones?
The Baptist is the largest, and I guess the Church of Christ is next.
Uh-huh. And people who are not members of a church, and then they have become members, you say they have
been converted.
And that means that they've
joined a church.
Uh-huh. And in church, you pray to
God.
And spirit in charge of the underworld is the
devil.
And in church, the preacher will deliver a
sermon.
And he may include pray. In that the 23rd
Psalm.
And the organ will play some
hymns.
Uh-huh. And the choir will
sing.
These hymns, they're what? When the organ plays, it plays
music.
Uh-huh. And if it's particularly nice, you might say, today the music was simply
splendid.
Uh-huh. And that means it's
extra good.
Uh-huh. If
there comes Daddy, go see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I bet he's going
to. Oh, he's the most patient, dear, and he's got. He'd have to be to be married to me. But you won't upset him at least. He doesn't talk too well, unless he knows you a lot, or else he's on a talking spree. He doesn't have talking sprees except about twice a year.
Uh-huh.
So don't feel offended if he doesn't say too much.
No, I won't be.
I talk too much to make up for his not talking enough.
Let's see, men are handsome and girls are
pretty, beautiful.
Uh-huh. And if a young man goes around a graveyard at night, he might be afraid of
ghosts.
And if these are in a house, the house is said to be
haunted.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about the weather today, about the temperature?
Cool.
Cool? That means it's not particularly cold, it's just
chilly.
Uh-huh. If someone asks you to do something, but you're not particularly inclined to do it, how might you decline? Say, well, thank you, but
I don't believe I can today.
Uh-huh. That means you'd
postpone or try to get out of it.
Uh-huh. If
Daddy.
Well, that's a fine
fine introduction.
Yeah.
That's a bear.
I couldn't think of him. I thought it was in the fair catalog, but I couldn't think of him.
I told her there'd be about four of these.
Oh, they aren't. I mean, it's a wide variety from states and towns to things that happened a long time ago. You can remember horses and wagons better than I can. Maybe he could ask you some of the things I couldn't think.
The bar, when you hitch a team to the wagon, the bar that goes behind the horse. Just one horse, you put a bar behind him, that's a...
It's a single tree.
And then if you have two horses, you hook those single trees to the...
Double tree.
Uh-huh. Does that strike a note?
I didn't know boo about that. See, he lived in the country till he married me.
Uh-huh.
So he knows more about the farm than I do.
Mm-hmm. And with a buggy... if you have a one-horse buggy, what do you call the things that the horse stands between?